Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults, let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing.
Unang woot-woot ng taon!
Yes! Hello, fellow adults! Happy and awesome 2024 to you guys! Nagbabalik ang mga momshies nyo. This is Carla.
And this is Nika, welcoming you to our first episode of the year. Mm-hmm. But before we move forward, let's look back. Wow, look back! Play VTR. Let's look back. Balikan muna natin at i-shoutout ang mga fellow adults natin who posted that we are their top podcast. Aww. Or among their top podcasts in their Spotify Wrapped last year. Yes. So, super thank you to hanggang malalim. Marami to.
Yeah.
Vito Benjamin III. AMAC or AMAC, Jenny, Genevieve Abuan, Hope, Shirar Pon, John Edward Misalang, Geneva Morales, Joan Ausena.
Oh, wala kang mali ha.
Yun lang. Doon yeah. Sa ano. Pero sa pangalan nila, which is what matters.
Okay. Oh, marami pa. Mm. Thank you din kina Set to Fire. Kay J.
Ooh, just the letter is
yes,
enough.
Capital letter J. Mm-hmm. Kay Sarah. Kay Marisol. Mm-hmm. Kay Jessiny Grace Limpo. Mm-hmm. Kay ASDFGHJK. Grits sa keyboard to.
Aska ka ba?
Kay MJ Resaba. Mm-hmm. Nicole Perez Magbanwa. Jonathan Francisco. Hanin, H-A-N-N-N-I-Y-N. Mm-hmm. At kay, gusto mong basahin tong last?
Pao Chavez.
Ayan.
Very supportive. Kung akala nyo, tapos na, fellow adults, pues hindi pa. Marami pang naglabas ng resibo na top podcast or one of their top podcasts ang It's an Adult Thing. Tulad nina, Carmina Batan, What's Up Kathy, Glay Glay, Myrene Mamangon Pasadilla, Ellie, Miko Oxon, Mark Kennedy Baroga Jema, Odysseus Arumin, wow! Avi, Rex John, Anna, AJ, Blessy May, Angeline, Dane Hidalgo, Kurt Daniel Hoves, Jel, and Layla.
Si Jel with a wing. Wing ba yan?
Jel... Baka kasi angel. Wings of an angel.
Galing mo doon.
Of course, I'm so smart.
Okay. Kala ko gel sa buhok. Charot. Oh no.
The first fail joke of the year.
Pa-edit out pa natin.
Hindi. Panindigan.
Sige. For ano, accountability. Charot.
Yes.
But wait, guys, there's more. Mm-hmm. Salamat din kay na CM Masi, mm-hmm, kay Ethel Candido, at kay Byron Chavez. Ayan, mm-hmm, top tayo ni Byron Chavez.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you din kay Michelle, si Michelle Ortiz Tuazon, na former workmate ko na laging rin nakikinig ng It's an Adult Thing. Thank you, Michelle. Yan. Thank you so much, fellow adults! Chunk ng taon namin, malaking parte ng taon din namin, ang ginugol namin sa paggawa ng mga episodes ng It's an Adult Thing. True. Kaya super, super duper sarap sa feeling kapag nalalaman namin na may tumatangkilik sa pinaghihirapan natin at may natutulungan tayo with what we're talking about.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Fellow adults, sana by now alam nyo nang kayo ang numero unong inspirasyon namin sa pagpapatuloy ng It's an Adult Thing. Mm-hmm. Sino pa ba?
Ikaw, baka may iba kang inspirasyon, Carla.
Sa ibang mga bagay. Oh. Anyway, back to our fellow adults. Guys, your engagement, your feedback, your messages, yung pagpapakalat nyo ng episodes natin via social media, yung pamimilit nyo sa mga mahal nyo sa buhay na sumali sa adulting tribe natin, these are the things that fuel our commitment to the show. Kaya maraming salamat sa patuloy na pakikinig. At not just pakikinig, pagiging aktibong bahagi ng adulting tribe natin. Mm-hmm. We super appreciate you more than you imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and as we welcome this new and fresh year together, taring ng fresh! Sariwang taon!
I know, right?
Sama-sama tayong mag-set ng intentions natin for 2024. Mm-hmm. Let's brainstorm our ins and outs for 2024. Ins, meaning mga pasok, swak, yung mga papapasukin natin sa buhay natin ngayong taon na to. Mm-hmm. And then yung outs, yung mga chuchugiin natin, papalayasin, papalabasin, things that we want to outgrow, lessen, eliminate, leave behind, or yon. Break up with this 2024.
Wag nyo na.
Uso ang breakups nung pa-end ng 2023.
Oo.
Actually, buong 2023, daming nagbe-break up na.
Ewan ko pero...
Because Carla, I was thinking about Kathneel, mga ganon.
Ay, sila rin yung iniisip ko. Nahiya pa si Bonifacio kay Kathneel, di ba?
Siya yung nag-adjust. Oh, excuse me. Sige. I-announce niyo muna yan. Oh. Saka na yung Bonifacio Day.
Mumove ko na lang yung sakin. Kathneel Day na lang ng November 30.
Ayan. So, mga ins and outs.
Sige. Mm. Pero syempre, ma'am, hindi natin i-leave behind ang pre-discussion ritual natin.
Oh, what is that? I forgot already.
You forgot already?
Yeah, my gosh.
Eto, kumustahan syempre. Kumustahan pa rin tayo sa 2024.
Okay.
Fellow adults, let's quickly revisit the year that was. Oh, okay. May pag-anon.
Sige.
Ask natin, tanongin natin ang isa't isa, ano ang biggest lowlights at biggest highlights natin noong nakaraang taon, 2023?
Plural, highlights and lowlights, so pwedeng madaming entry.
Mm-mm. Pwedeng singular.
Naganda ako ng 15 dito.
Ayan, charot. Ano yung highlight o lowlight?
Both. Charing.
Okay. Sa mga makikinig in the future, mga year 2034, pwede nyo naman balikan ng nakaraang taon pa rin. Kung ano man yung year before that. Hindi ko na alam kung anong year na sinabi ko. Oh my God, my memory.
2023, 2024. Kaya natin to, Carla.
Okay, push.
Sige, ikaw, anong lowlight mo muna? Lowlights.
Lowlight.
Oh.
Ito, alam nyo na to, nakwento ko na to ng 100 episode. So, last year, before it was cool, charot, nauna na ako sa breakup.
You were a trendsetter.
I know, right? I was ahead of my time, charot. Anyway, ayun, our fellow adults na masugid na nakikinig sa atin, alam nilang dumanas ako ng heartbreak, mga mid-year. Ang highlight ko naman, ma. So, happy na ulit ang lola mo. Happy naman ako as single, pero...
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you witnessed it. Mm-hmm. So, I'm happier now with my
Bagong ka-love team. Bagong yeah, ka-love team.
With my bagong ka-love team. Tera mo
puta. At yan po ang unang barok natin sa taong 2024. For the record, pareho pong nanggaling kay Carla.
Hi!
Feel na sige. Joke at barok.
Sige, I will own my corniness and barokness.
Nothing wrong with that.
So okay yan, we start na low note muna para maganda yung progress natin throughout the year. Okay, so yun, happy ang lola nyo, me and my jowa. Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, ayan, low light ko rin. I think relatively konti yung na-produce nating episodes last year. Ayun, so medyo sad, pero ang highlight naman for me, tumawid na tayo sa 100th episode.
Yes.
For me, it's a big feat.
Milestone.
Malaking
yes.
Paa. Charot. F-E-A-T.
The second.
Kaya mo na. Kayaan mo na.
Sige na ha.
Palipasin mo na. Tapos sobrang highlight din sa akin na face-to-face, nakakapag-record na tayo sa PNA. Tapos tinutulungan din nila tayo sa edit.
Yes.
Although we polish it pa rin. Pero ang laking tulong talaga ng teamwork natin with PNA. So yes. Super thank you, PNA.
Love it.
Ikaw, Mom.
For me, yung lowlights ko for 2024 were really my relatives getting sick a lot and frequently. Well, lahat naman tayo marami nagkasakit last year. Pero like, yung sa lola ko and sa tita ko were like really life-threatening sicknesses. So medyo mabigat siya sa mental and financial part. So yun yung isa kong lowlight.
Yung lola mo, si nanay, medyo nakikipagpatintero. Pero,
eh, no? Yung mga bills niya sa ospital, parang nakapagpatayo na kami ng tatlong poste dun sa ospital na yun. Para sa mga bills niya pa lang. Ganun kalaki eh.
Donated by the Yagingon
family. Oh my God. Yan. But one of my highlights naman last year was in my Dragon Boat career.
Wow! Dragon Boat!
Then, because we won gold nga last year and that's my first time. I've been paddling for 5 years and laging runner-up, silver, bronze, yay! Iba yung feeling ng gold. Kasi alam mong, oh my gosh, every waking moment and going to training was worth it. Tapos sama-sama pa kayo, yun yung masaya. Hindi ka lang mag-isa winning something. It's like 20, 30 people achieving something together all at the same time. So, super good feeling. Yun. Really a big highlight for 2024. And then, low light, I guess, financial difficulties talaga. Because, gastos. Ewan ko, it's also because of inflation. Ibang level, right? yung struggle. Si Six. Dolph nga na
na-feel yung inflation.
Na-feel yung inflation, diba? So, paano pa kaya tayo mga regular na nila lang? So, really hard. So, it's just sa mga burdens of last year. Yun. Buti na lang, may mga sponsors from Podcast Network Asia.
Thank you again.
Dagdag income. I love it. And then, highlight was my batchmate in college. Wedding last December.
Yes.
Ang saya-saya. Well, bukod sa maganda yung kasal nila, sarap ng pagkain, it was really the connections made. The reconnecting with old college friends. Umuwi yung mga friends from Australia, ibang-ibang bansa. Lahat tayo nagkita-kita, magkakasama. Tapos nakita mo how people have changed, but they're also still the same people that you went through college with. Basta, it was a weird feeling, but it was super fun. Diba? Ang saya-saya niya.
Moms, pagod na pagod tayo nung December. Happy pagod siya. Kasi almost back-to-back weekends yung sa dalawa nating friends na kinasal.
Yes.
Diba?
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Tapos dami pang Christmas party.
Totoo.
Ang daming family reunion. Mm-hmm. May time pa na ang daming may sakit. Talagang, it was a jam-packed December. Pero, ang sarap mag-reconnect with people.
True.
Yan yung mga highlights and lowlights ko of 2024.
Napareminis ka.
Ang saya.
Yes.
Ang sayang mag-reconnect with people.
Love it! Makiki-highlight ako sa'yo, ma'am.
Sige, sige.
Kasi kasama naman ako dun sa mga weddings na yon. So, highlight ko rin yon.
Yeah. Tsaka, masarap yung libreng pagkain.
True!
I think that's the highest highlight.
Hindi ko pa hinaharap pang weighing scale buong December.
Ako rin. Nayaan ko lang siya.
Basta masaya ako.
Mm-hmm. Tama. Congrats sa atin, fellow adults. Congrats, Carla.
Thank you.
Congrats sa inyong lahat na nakikinig for all of our highlights last year, mm-hmm, and for our lowlights. Congrats, Brian, because we've conquered them. We've survived them. We've learned from them. Mm-hmm. Mga pinagdaanan natin. Hopefully, mas marami tayong highlights this 2024. And one way of making that possibility more probable is by being intentional this year. Taray!
Intentional!
What a buzzword! Ooh.
Alinawin natin. Intentional, meaning klaro sa atin kung ano yung gusto nating mangyari for this year.
Okay.
Because, syempre, if you know what we want, then we can gear our actions tsaka decisions towards that direction. Daming on non.
Oo nga eh. It rhymes.
Rhymes. Then, compare mo siya sa not knowing what we want.
Mm.
Marami sa atin ang ganun eh. We know what we don't want.
Mm.
But we don't know what we want,
yeah,
actually, yeah, di ba? Walang clarity. So, kapag ganun, it's so easy to coast. Yung palutang-lutang ka lang, papadala sa external alon, ganyan. Or worse, pwede tayong ma-pull towards different directions, tapos mas spread thin tayo without having an actually fulfilling year.
Yeah. Gets, gets, gets. And for that, pag-isipan natin. Let's put our minds into it.
Ito na,
as
ito
in,
na.
As in, mag-muni-muni tayo. Upuan talaga natin. Like, literally, we're sitting down right now. Upuan natin yung proseso na to with a pen and paper on hand or laptop and keyboard. Kung alam man yung anything that will help you record your thoughts.
Yes.
Make things clear. Mm-mm. Let's listen to our heart's authentic desires. Kasi yung authentic. Another buzzword. Ano ang gusto nating papasukin to let in this year?
Mm-mm, mga fellow adults natin, kung ano-ano nang iniisip ngayon na papapasukin and, sa kanilang
buhay.
Buhay.
And what do we want to get rid of? Mga outs natin this year.
Mm-mm.
Please remember na guidelines or setting intentions lang to. Para lang maamin natin sa sarili natin kung ano ba talaga yung mga deep desires natin and what are the things that are not serving us well. Kasi only when we bring these things to our awareness can we do something about them.
True. And speaking of doing something about them, Ma'am Shnika, pwede bang i-anchor natin yung mga ins and outs natin sa mga specific tsaka mga concrete na behaviors? Or sabihin na nating action plans? Ganyan.
Pwede.
Sige. E di yan. Ganun na nga. Hindi kasi, ito, yung mga nakita kong ins and outs for 2024 sa social media, maraming ganong posts eh. Sobrang vague.
Okay.
Halimbawa, in, self-love. Mm. Out, self-doubt. Okay, but how? How do you do that?
Masyado raw mahaba para i-post sa social media.
May point
kaya
naman. Charot.
Essay na yung ano.
Oh, hopefully, lumabas. Meron silang action plan na hindi nila na-post. Anyway, we have to have a plan on how to execute that. Okay. Or at least man lang, may idea tayo how do we get closer to those goals.
Okay.
Sabi nga ng author ng The Little Prince, na may pangalang mahirap bigkasin. Alam mo kung paano?
Of course not.
Si Dolph alam to kasi taklobongon siya.
Yeah. Si Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Charot, hindi ko alam. Paano sabihin niya?
Sorry, basta yung author ng The Little Prince. So, sabi niya, a goal without a plan is just a wish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay lang naman na magka-wish. Pero yun nga, to increase the probability that it will happen, let's put some action to it.
Alright.
Alright. Alright.
And also, Ma'am si Carla, di ba sabi nga ng isa sa Lodi adults natin, ang author ng Atomic Habits na si James Clear? He said this, quotable quote, "We do not rise to the level of our goals, we fall to the level of our systems." Yes. Na ilang beses na natin binanggit sa It's an Adult Thing.
Yes.
So, dito sa Ins and Outs exercise natin, we will also share what we are willing to do to welcome the things that we want to happen this year and what we are willing to do or stop doing to get rid of the things that we are sick and tired of.
Yes.
Hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when's it gonna fade out?
Pop.
Alam mo, yakat ako. Okay.
Ayan. Mm. Na-out na si Justin Timberlake.
Dahil, okay, let's not talk about it.
Okay. Bilang ano, first love mo nga pala siya.
Ay, nako.
Oh. Okay, sige. Magtatlong ins and tatlong outs tayo each.
Sure.
Gege. So, tatlo lang para hindi nakaka-overwhelm. Kasi pag masyadong marami at na-overwhelm tayo, mas nakaka-paralyze siya.
True that.
Diba? So, to not set ourselves up for failure and frustration, let's just set few enough intentions. Yung hindi masyadong nakaka-pressure. Yung very realistic tsaka achievable.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, three each. Mm. Three ins for each of us and three outs for each of us, fellow adults. Mm. Sana makapag-isip din kayo ng ins and outs nyo for this year. Mm-hmm. Don't pressure yourselves too much. Hindi naman namin yan ipapapasa at gigradean na, ay naku, si Mark Kennedy, Jema, isa lang yung nagawa. Ano ba yan?
Tsaka hindi maganda yung wording.
Oo. Yeah. So, it's for you. What you're gonna do right now is for you. Mm-hmm. So, don't pressure yourselves too much. And, pwedeng-pwede kayo mag-revise along the way. Kung by March, naisip mo, parang hindi na to aligned sa gusto kong gawin.
Mm-mm.
Pwede na lang i-revise yan.
Plano mo ngayon mag-propose sa jowa mo. By Feb, nag-break kayo.
Oo.
Pwede mong i-revise.
Yan.
Knock on wood.
Dapat lang.
Hindi, wala mo revise dito.
Yan. So, pwede kayo mag-revise. But at least, we're already reflecting on the ins and outs that we aspire for this year.
Yes.
Ay, game!
Game!
Get it!
Alam mo, kanina ko pa naalala si Sandara dahil sa topic
in
na to.
Out!
Am I in or out?
Am I in or out?
Kairita. I mean, hindi Sandara yung nakakairita.
Tayo yung
nakakairita.
Nakakabuisit.
Sige na. Ito na.
Oh, game.
Sige, magbigay ako ng isang in tapos partneran ko ng isang out.
Sige.
Ayan. Round one ko. Yung common theme nito, cramming.
Oh, okay.
Expertise natin, mom. Ayan. So, ang in ko this year, gusto kong starten yung habit ng small consistent doses.
Okay. Small consistent doses.
Oo.
Mm.
Kasi, background. Some of our OG listeners know this already, na ang tendency ko talaga, all or nothing.
Mm.
So, either mag-go all out ako ngayon ng, limbawa, edit ng maraming oras, all-nighter.
Mm.
Or, hindi ko siya gagawin kapag feeling ko I don't feel like editing for 5 hours. Hindi ko siya simulan.
Yeah.
Relate.
Yeah.
Ayan, mga ganon. Kahit sa pag-ayos ng food consumption ko, before pag feeling ko hindi ko matutuloy-tuloy for the whole week yung pescatarian diet ko, hindi na lang ako magpe-pescatarian at all.
Mm.
So, ngayon, ang ina-adapt kong antidote sa all or nothing thinking, which doesn't serve me well, ang antidote ko ngayon is yung thinking na some is better than nothing.
Alright.
So, dahil dyan, I would like to operationalize it.
Okay.
Yung execution niya. Ang gagawin ko ay yung habit nga ng small consistent doses. So, kahit na gaano kaliit or kakonte yung magagawa ko for my goals, kailangan ko siyang gawin kahit gaano kaliit. Mm-hmm. And I have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. Except for weekends. Mm. So, dapat every day, meron akong one, at least one thing na magagawa for the benefit of my physical health. Mm-hmm. One for my mental health. Mm-hmm. And then one for my purpose.
Okay.
Purpose usually trabaho, paid or unpaid. Mm-hmm. Ayun. This way, umuusad ako kahit na paunti-unti, pero consistent.
Okay.
So, anti-cramming, anti-procrastination method siya. Halimbawa, nung after ng holidays, wala pa ako sa wisyo masyadong mag-podcast work. Pero, inisip ko, I have to do at least one thing for my purpose. So, nag-book lang ako ng ano, ng studio recording natin. Mm-hmm. May usad pa rin yun. Kasi hindi ako nag-book at all. Mm-hmm. If I didn't do it that day, may possibility na wala tayo dito ngayon. Mm-hmm. Diba? Ayun. Sa meditation ko, kapag nagmamadali ako, I don't think I have 20 minutes to meditate. 5 minutes lang. Mm-hmm. Okay na yun. Hindi pa ako nakakabalik sa gym or mm-hmm. sa training ko sa running. Mm-hmm. Pero do something for my physical health, kahit ano, kahit maliit. So, back to meatless na ako kapag weekends. Mm-hmm. Ayun, basta kung ano yung kaya kong gawin now na. Mm-mm. Kahit na gano'ng kakonte, gano'ng kaliit, ang importante, may nagawa ako today. Mm-mm. Na ano ha, aligned dun sa mga goals ko. Na physical health, mental health, and my purpose. Yarn. Mm-hmm. In siya for me. Small, consistent doses.
Di ba meron din ganyan nga sa Atomic Habits na parang 1% better. Mm-mm. By the end of the year, that's already parang 37%. May computation eh dun sa book. Hindi ko na inaral yung math.
Iniskip ko yung numbers.
So parang makikita mo yung graph na kahit 1% lang umaangat. Pero by the end of the year, yung cumulative result niya, you are how many percent much better than when you started.
Yes.
Then yes. Staying stagnant or not doing anything at all, mas naging negative. So parang, ano nga, small doses?
Ang personal phrasing ko ay small consistent doses.
Small consistent doses.
And
nice.
Consistent doesn't necessarily mean
every day.
Mm. Yun ang goal ko, every day. Pero kung halimbawa, instead na 5 days, mga weekdays, maging 4 days lang siya or 3 days, hindi ko lang paparusahan yung sarili ko kasi consistent pa rin siya.
Yeah.
As long as regularly ko siya ginagawa.
As long as you don't stop completely.
Oo. Yes, yes. So, yon. I think it gives me less pressure and more leeway.
Mm. Yon. Love it.
Ang out ko naman,
out.
Konektado ba rin sa cramming, yung okay. Dodging discomfort or escaping dread and anxiety. Kasi may mga pinuput off ako or pinuput on hold kasi may negative emotions attached pag iniisip ko yung overwhelming tasks na yon.
Ang ia-out mo is choosing comfort over courage, parang ganun?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, gagawin natin courage over comfort.
Okay.
So, paano ko siya i-out? I think tuhog to dun sa small doses.
Okay.
For example, kwento ko na rin to before, pinaka-ayoko talaga sa teaching is yung pasahan ng grades.
Parang lahat naman ng teacher, yan
talaga,
yung hindi favorite.
Oo, it's my least favorite talaga.
Yung mga teacher din nakakilala ko.
I dread it. Ayoko sabihin, pero yeah, sobrang ayoko siya. Itong nakaraang year, last December, yun yung pinaka-late kong submission sa history of teaching ko.
History of mankind.
Mankind. Yun. So, ang antidote is, yun nga, ano lang yung pinakamaliit na willing akong gawin for the moment. Mm-hmm. So halimbawa, may isang night na dinownload ko lang yung Excel sheet. Tapos may isang night na ang goal ko lang is i-input yung names ng students ko. Pero ang maganda kasi doon, may inertia na eh, may momentum na eh. Mm-hmm. So, nung in-input ko yung grades ng students ko, I was like, eh, andito na rin naman ako. So, start-an ko na yung pag-input din ng grades.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, ang laki niyang tulong, yung self-hack na yon. Nakakatulong siya kasi happy ako kapag na-exceed ko yung expectations. And at the same time, hindi ako na-frustrate kapag di ko siya natapos ng isang upuan lang. So, helps me a lot.
Okay. Alright.
Alright. Ikaw, ma'am, in at out mo.
I-share ko na agad yung biggest in and feeling ko rin most difficult in na gagawin ko this year. And that's psychotherapy.
What?
Or parang getting counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Psychotherapy, it's also known as talk therapy.
Mm.
So, it is an approach to treating a person's unhealthy ba? Or parang troubling emotions, thoughts, or behaviors. Mm-hmm. So, ginagawa siya with a licensed psychological professional. So, like a psychologist or psychotherapist. I'm not sure kung psychiatrist. Psychiatrists then
yes,
also. So, yun. So, I wanna try psychotherapy or talk therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Kasi, well, lahat naman tayo. Pero, ang dami kong unresolved trauma, dami kong stress in life, mga repressed emotions. And because of that, dami ko ring unhealthy coping mechanisms na ginagawa in life. So, I need a structured environment and a guided environment para magawa ko siya to manage these things that na hindi naman mawawala. Hindi naman mawawala ang stress in life. Pero I just need someone to help me manage it. Yan. So, yon. And I will start on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan. Right now, ang ginawa ko pa lang is I'm starting to track my moods. Track my moods and then...
How?
Meron akong mood tracker. Notebook. Kasi pag sa phone na naman eh.
Maya-maya, nasa Instagram ka na.
Oo, nadidistract ako kagad. My gosh, the attention span is so bad.
Mm.
So, I'm tracking my mood. And then, hindi lang siya tracking my mood. Like, happy, sad, ganyan-ganyan. Pinapa-track din niya, why do you think you felt that way? So, parang i-assess ko rin. So, para lang alam ko kung ano ba yung mga nagtitrigger sa difficult emotions or unpleasant emotions. So, ano ba yung mga nagkukause niyan? And what makes me feel happy, etc. Para lang alam ko na, okay, Nika, ganito. Para lang din pag dumating ako sa psychotherapy, hindi ako blanco at parang alam ko na what I want to do. Parang, okay.
May idea ka na.
Ito na yung gagawin natin. Ako pala yung nagturo. Doc, ito yung gagawin natin, ha? Hindi mga problema ko, eh. Hindi, para lang may alam ko na rin yung sarili ko. Yan.
Hindi na mahihirapan si psychotherapist na halukayin yung inner world mo.
Yeah.
Na organize mo na for them.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And then I'm also... Well, reading books, listening to audiobooks and podcasts.
Ireko ko yung podcast na It's an Adult
The
Thing. Oo. Helpful daw
sure
yun.
Hindi ko maganda ba yun?
Sabi ha. Sabi na. Marami nang nagsasabi.
Yun. Nagbabasa ko ng mga articles about what to expect when you go to psychotherapy, MME. Ano yung mga questions na dapat mo itanong? Ano yung mga qualities na kailangan mo sa yung counselor or psychologist, ganyan-ganyan, mga ganon. Looking for resources at sa mga friends din na nagpa-psychotherapy na. Talking to them about it. Anong naramdaman mo? Anong na-experience mo? Okay ba yung therapist mo? Etc. Etc. So, yon. And then, my next biggest step is to actually schedule my first consultation.
And show up.
And show up. So, yun na yung next ko.
Okay.
Sa in ko na psychotherapy or talk therapy. Yun.
Just in case lang pala, moms, na yung una mong maging therapist, hindi maganda yung experience or di mo siya bet, probably, it's just that therapist.
Okay.
So, baka kasi
ma... Huwag akong sumuko kagad.
Oo.
Eh, hindi naman masaya.
Baka ma-turn off ka na, hindi naman tsaka pala yung therapy. Kasi, nakwento ko sa'yo, di ba, yung first therapist ko, with Kobet.
Ni Mabetch.
I didn't feel heard.
Yeah.
But, I know for a fact na maraming better psychotherapists.
Okay.
Na ayaw lang akong tanggapin kasi close friends ko sila. So, bawal pala yun.
Shout out na yan! Yeah, bawal yun kasi may mga biases na sila
exactly
towards you. May mga ano-ano na sila.
Tsaka iba na yung, kumbaga may na-form ng relationship na iba yung dynamics
yeah
as compared to client and counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May mga nakikita nga ako na tips na parang don't Google your counselor. Mm. Kasi iba kapag ka nalaman mo na nag-ano siya, may tatlo siyang anak, mahilig siyang magluto, ganito yung mga jokes niya sa social media.
Ganun. So, Papay jokes.
Oo, so parang isa yun sa hindi ko gagawin, I will not Google my counselor. Mm-hmm. And I know na hindi naman like sa first session, magiging okay na ako kagad.
Parang, yes,
the more you go to therapy nga daw, baka it gets harder pa nga. Kasi nalalabas yung mga issues mo.
Oo.
So, binubuklat yan. So, yes, baka pwedeng mas mahirap pa siya as you go along. And then, it gets easier as you continue it. So, medyo na-prepare ko naman na parang open na yung
mo
brain
na
ko. Na hindi siya solution agad-agad.
Mm-mm.
It's gonna be a process.
Mm-mm.
Yun. So, okay din yung nagbabasa.
Parang, ano siya, mom? It's like getting a trainer sa gym.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Na hindi mo first day nyo, bukulaki ng
agad
muscle ko.
True.
Siyempre, imumurahin mo muna yung trainer mo na, ayoko na nga, masakit na hita ko.
It's so uncomfortable.
I'm so sweaty.
So pagod.
Hindi na yun. Gets naman. Gets ka na yung part na yun. Yun. So, in... psychotherapy is in.
Okay.
For me.
Me too.
Okay.
As a gaya-gaya.
Happy for you.
Ayan. Actually, may na-contact na ako na bet kong therapist.
Mm. Okay, okay.
So, kailangan ko na lang i-schedule yung first date consult itself.
Alright. Yung isa kong out, na isa sa mga biggest things na i-out ko, gusto kong i-out sa buhay ko, is procrastination.
Uy!
The same... It's really the same line as your in and out, actually.
Birds of the same feather.
Yes. So, I put off tasks for later. Or super close to the deadline. Or sometimes even past the deadline. Ganyan. Mm. And I think it's stopping me from being my best self. Or from growing.
Yes.
So, ang dami kong gustong gawin. Marami tayong ganyan. Pero, I'm putting them all off because... Naku, kapag hindi perfect sa first try or pag hindi okay sa first try, ayoko na, hindi yata ito para sa akin. Nakaganyan pag nahirapan ng konti or may konting failure, natatakot ka na na, ay naku, I don't think it's gonna work. I think this is gonna be too hard.
Parang all or nothing din.
Yes, exactly. So, yun. Merong perfectionist paralysis. Merong fear of failure na factoring in. Ganyan. So, procrastination.
Ayoko munang i-fold yung laundry kasi baka hindi perfect yung pagkatupi.
Yung charot. Hindi, yun nga dun sa all or nothing. Yung parang, yung paglilinis ng kwarto, pagkasabay-sabayin ko na lang yan lahat sa Saturday. Ganyan.
Pag which never happens.
Exactly, which never happens because ang dami mo rin ginagawa ng Saturday.
Mm-mm.
So, better kung itiklop mo na yung mga damit mo ngayon para tapos na yung isa, bukas iba na yung gagawin mo.
Okay.
Yun, so... my first solution nga is like you breaking goals into smaller tasks.
Yes.
Na, ayan, manageable tasks. Ito, ginagawa ko na since the start of the year.
Mm.
Ewan ko kung napapansin ni Pao, pero isa kasi sa
tanungin
mga
natin
bad habit. Pag nakinig siya nitong episode, maririnig ko ang feedback niya. So, ang ginagawa ko ngayon is not leaving the dishes in the sink.
Aww.
Kasi lang, habit ko talaga, ay, freaking hate washing the dishes.
Mm-mm.
Parang, sabay-sabayin ko na lang yan at the end of the day, pagkatapos na lahat ng work. Parang, I don't wash the dishes at lunch kasi may susunod pa akong meeting. Parang ganon. Mamayang gabi na lang, lahat sabay-sabay.
Mm-mm.
Na, inaantok na ako, bukas na lang lahat. Until mag-pile up na yung dishes sa kusina.
Okay. May suggestion ganun ako.
Ano?
Ay,
kumuha ng, tagahugas ng pinggan.
Hindi.
Ano?
Dadali ko sa'yo yung helper ko.
Ano?
What if, brainstorm lang.
Go.
Shit, feeling ko babawiin ko rin tong suggestion na to eh. What if,
Huwag na akong gumamit ng pinggan.
Sa kamay ka na lang maglagay ng
sa, banana leaf. Ganyan.
What if yung pinggan at utensils nyo ay almost sakto lang for you and Pao and your roomie.
Mm.
Para mapilitan kayo na pagkakain, wash ka agad.
Mm.
Nababawiin ko kasi nakikikain ako sa inyo.
Correct.
Unless magdadala ako ng sarili kong plato.
Lagi kami may bisita, Carla. Dahil sa building namin, marami namin friends. Lagi may bisita. Lagi may ano. Pero ngayon, I've been trying it na ang ginagawa ko is bago matulog, kailangan malinis ang lababo. Yun lang yung sinet ko. Kailangan bago matulog, malinis na lababo. Like, hindi ko makokontrol yung mga meetings, hindi ko makokontrol ng ako lang yung factor. So, yung night time, which is the time that I have most autonomy over, doon ko siya gagawin.
Okay.
So, yun, hindi ako matutulog hanggat hindi nahugasan lahat ng pinggan sa kusina. So far, sa 12 days ng January, nagagawa naman siya.
Nice.
So, yun.
Hindi pa bring up ni Pao na, uy, bago to ah.
Hindi ko alam kung napapansin niya.
Okay.
We'll see. Pag napakinggan niya tong episode
pag
na
napakinggan
to,
mo to, i-positive reinforcement mo naman para ganahan lalo itong girlfriend mo.
Yan. Another small thing that I want to do is to not hit the snooze button on my phone. Kasi it's such a bad habit. Parang sa gabi, magsiset ako ng intention. Sa umaga, mayroon tayong tatlong bagay lang na gagawin. Na madali, ilalabas ang basura, iaano ang dogs, at iwalk ang dogs, at kung ano man, three small tasks.
Okay.
Pero dahil sinusnooze ko ng sinusnooze parati, pag-ising ko, work time na. So, yun, parang pinlano mo. Pero sinasabotage ko yung sarili ko by hitting the snooze button because tinatamad pa ako tumayo. So, yun, not hitting the snooze button kapag kaya naman. Nakaya naman. Tamad lang ako.
Hindi ka tamad. Sleep deprived ka.
Isa pa yun, factor. Yun. Pero may times din na hindi eh.
Okay.
Kasi like, lampas na lang 8-10 hours yung nasa kama. Dapat yung snooze button pa rin ako. So, hindi siya, it's not just the sleep deprivation.
Dapat yung ano mo, yung alarm mo, yung kailangan.
Yung nananampal. Yung kailangan mong tapakan. Yung mga ganun, yung makakompel ka.
Sabihin ko lang sana yung may math problem na isosolve.
Oh my God! 6 a.m. may algebra ano problem. Yan. Yun.
Okay. Pero paano mo nga gagawin yun?
Two things. I set up like 3 alarms kasi alam ko na isusnus ko to. May gadagdag akong 30 minutes. And then it just goes on. And then I wake up at 10 a.m. I've been doing it all the time. So, not putting a backup alarm.
Okay.
Kasi nagigising naman ako eh.
Okay.
Hindi naman ako nag...
Pero since alam mong may fallback.
Oo, sinusnooze ko. Yun.
Okay.
Yeah, I know myself.
I love that we know ourselves enough to know how to outsmart ourselves.
Yeah. Yun. So, out procrastination.
Carry.
And mga pinggan sa lababo.
Yeah. Well, legit yun na kasi na-realize ko para hindi ako mag-dread ng big tasks. Huwag ko nang paabutin na big task siya. Don't let things pile up. I mean, alam ko siya, theoretically. Yun lang.
Yeah.
Scary.
Ikaw, ano pa? Meron ka pa bang?
Meron.
Ano pa? Anong
second round ko?
In or out mo?
Sige, ito walang common theme to.
Okay.
Ang in ko ay daily intention setting on the kind of person I want to become.
Oh.
So, daily affirmation.
The kind of person I want to become.
Oo.
Okay.
Specifically for this year.
Okay.
Well, in life naman, pero ito yung mga kakaririn ko this year. Ito yung traits, characteristics na i-imbibe ko talaga this year. So, ang ginagawa ko towards the end of my meditation, na almost everyday ko naman ginagawa, ito yung last part. So, affirmation siya. Halimbawa, ayaw kong sabihin kung ano yung three traits ko. bubulong ko na lang sa'yo. Bigyan mo ako ng example.
Nang?
Tatlong magandang traits na gusto nating i-imbibe.
Beautiful.
Ayan.
Hindi, oh, sige.
Patient. Patient. Pasyente, ano?
Kainis. Kind.
Kind.
Okay ba yung mga sagot ko?
Patient.
Kailangan tatlo. Mm-mm. Patient, kind, disciplined.
Okay. So, halimbawa, patient, kind, disciplined. Mm. So, towards the end of my meditation, I'll tell myself out loud na, okay, Carla, the person we are becoming ay patient, kind, and disciplined.
Okay.
We are patient, kind, and disciplined. Mm-hmm. Para lang malinaw, hindi ito yung manifesting lang ha. Mm. Kasi nauuso ngayon yung ganong thinking eh, na basta isipin mo lang hard enough or sabihin mo lang paulit-ulit, mangyayari yung isang bagay na yayaman ako. Pero wala ka naman ginagawa about it. So, itong daily affirmation na to, I tell that to myself to remind my conscious mind and my subconscious mind na yun yung intention ko for the day. To be those things.
Okay.
To be that kind of person. Mm. Para, consciously or subconsciously, magigear ko yung actions ko towards that direction.
Okay.
May ganun siyang effect, I swear.
Okay.
Like, meron tayong episodes na-imagine talking about...
Na-imagine ko naman.
Diba?
Like, for example... Sinabi mo, I'm going to be patient. Mm-mm. Tapos, paglabas mo ng bahay at nasa traffic ka na, inis ka na, I think maaalala mo na, ay hindi, magiging patient nga pala ako. Okay, hindi na ako magta-tantrums dito sa loob ng kotse.
Uh-oh.
Dahil, I am going to be patient. I am patient.
I am a patient person. Yes, kasi nagkakaroon ng cognitive dissonance eh, na sinabi ko kanina, pagising ko,
patient ako
pagkatapos,
magpot-pot
ako sa mga... motoristang wala namang kasalanan na traffic sa Metro Manila. So, yeah, I hope by the end of the year, maging very significant na yung progress. Mm. Kung hindi man ako ang makapansin, hopefully the people close to me.
Sabihin mo sa akin yung tatlo.
Sige.
Para by the end of the year, sabihin ko kung in or out. Charot.
Sige.
I think it's an in, Carla.
Out I think of it's an three, out.
I think, ano ka lang, 2 out of 3 lang.
Oy, pero seryoso, kahit makaisa lang ako dun sa tatlong yun, this year.
That's good already.
Yes. And yung mga iniisip ko kasing traits, ganun na ako eh. Pero gusto kong i-up, as in, i-level up.
Level it up. Okay.
Oo. Yung, for example, exceptionally patient, particularly kind, and remarkably disciplined.
Okay.
I will tell you later.
Sige.
Kung ano tatlong yun.
Sige. Tapos, I'll tell the fellow adults.
Yes. Very good yun. Ipopost mo sa Instagram, no?
Oh, ito pala yung sinabi ni Carla.
Okay. Ang out ko ay, Diyos ko, parang first few episodes pa lang natin, tinatry ko na itong i-out. May mga periods of time naman na successful ako. Oo, meat consumption. Minimize. Not eliminate, minimize.
Okay.
Why? Kasi alam naman natin, cholesterol, allergies. Mom, sinabi kong allergies. Alam mo yan. Di ako nawawalan ng antihistamine sa bahay or sa bag pag lumalabas ako. Tapos, iba talaga yung feeling at pagod ko kapag may meat consumption ako. Madali akong mapagod. Towards the end of the day, ang bigat ng katawan ko. As opposed to pag naka-pescatarian ako, a lot lighter yung pakiramdam ko. Yun. At saka kasi, kapag nagkakarne ko, sobrang nakaka-tempt mag-kanin galore. Masarap iulam ng karne, mom. Yun.
Sa amin kasi ano, mashed potatoes.
Mga, British or Australian. European.
Or corn, mga ganyan.
Kami kasi yung mga masa. Charot. Oo, kanin talaga, mom.
Gets
naman. For me, ang lakas makabigat weight-wise ha, ng kanin. And nang ma-matter sa akin yung weight, kasi tumatakbo ko, I'm a runner. So, ang sakit sa katawan pag tumatakbo ko ng mabigat. Anyway, yon. To help myself, para hindi ko pahirapan yung sarili ko, kailangan kong mas gumaan. It's the light feeling. So, anyway, yon. I-let go ko na ulit yung too much meat consumption. Kain pa rin ako ng karne pag weekends.
Okay.
Pero ang target ko kapag weekdays, back to pescatarian. Mm-hmm. Meaning, veggies, fish, seafood, dairy okay lang din naman sa akin. Pero wala yung karneng baboy, baka, manok.
Tao.
Tao.
Charot.
Di ko mapapangako yan. Charot! Ah! Ibang laman ang iniisip ko. Charot. Okay. O, ikaw na nga. Next, ano mo? Ano? Next round mo.
Sige.
Ang next na in thing for me will be speaking up.
Ooh.
Like, lalakasan ko yung boses ko. Charot.
Para mag-bleed sa microphone ko.
Yan. At mahirapan yung mga editors yes. ng Podcast Network Asia. Hindi. Speaking up, saying what I think, not masking my feelings to please other people,
Mm-mm.
or saying my feelings like, oh my gosh, I love you, I miss you.
Aww.
Ganyan. O kaya, pwede rin yung mga negative. Uy,
pangit
I
mo.
Feel, ang pangit mo.
Hindi. Ay, hindi pala.
Yung mga, I feel ignored or I feel disrespected. Mm-hmm. Ganyan. At saka, speaking up also means standing up for the things that I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Mga ganyan. And, yon. Telling my people thoughts about that.
Okay.
Okay. Siguro ang hugot nito is, maraming instances last year na may maririnig akong homophobic conversation. Microaggression.
Okay.
Tapos hindi ko i-address. Or, that's kind of sexist.
Okay.
Pero hindi ko i-call out.
Okay.
Or hindi ko sabihin na, I think that's a sexist belief or that's a sexist thing to do.
Or ask questions.
What
do you mean?
Yeah. Yun. So, I think yun yung gusto kong gawin. I wanna speak up more. Be more honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yon. It's hard for me to do because I'm iyakin as fuck. Parang kapag anything that is close to my heart and I talk about it, naiiyak ako kagad. Whether
you're
it's
not
a happy thing, it's a bad thing,
yeah.
or nakakagalit ko. Ano man, basta the automatic thing is maiiyak ko.
Yon. Even if you're not offended.
Even if I'm not offended. Uh-oh. Even if I'm happy.
Yes.
Automatic talaga.
I know,
parang
I know.
Automatic yung waterworks ng mata ko.
Mm-mm.
Yon. I think that's a sign of I felt like I wasn't being listened to growing up.
Gets.
But malalaman natin yan pag nag-psychotherapy na tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi natin sure, ganyan.
Pwede bang padala natin tong isang mic dun sa therapist mo? Tapos pa-record na rin.
Yun. So I want to do that because lagi ako nag-keep quiet to keep the peace.
Yes.
Outside. To keep the peace outside.
Okay.
Na parang, okay, para hindi na tayo magkagulo dito sa pamamahay na to or para hindi maging KJ tong conversation, ganyan-ganyan. I keep quiet to keep the peace outside. Pero ang nangyayari, because I don't speak my truth or speak up about how I feel, it's keeping the chaos inside.
Mm-mm.
Parang matahimik sa labas. Pero sa loob ng brain ko, parang,
wala kang closure, wala kang resolution.
Oo, nagbo-brood lang ako. Basta, it's all in my head and it's there. Mm-hmm. It's not sorted mm-hmm. out, ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. It's in my head and in my heart. Charot. Mm-hmm.
Kaya kapag may slightest provocation na unrelated doon ka sumasabog.
Oh, yes. So, I want to do it to advocate for myself,
mm-hmm.
my needs, to foster better relationships. Maybe yes. sa umpisa, it will be harder. I imagine it will be harder. Pero, mm-hmm. in the long run, I hope it will build healthier relationships and it will help me set better boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yon. I will begin this by... hindi ko pa ito naumpisahan. May mga nagawa naman na ako, I think. Pero ang advice is to assert your thoughts or opinions in low stakes situations.
Low stakes.
Example... Baka may iba ka pang maisip
sige.
Na example. Pero like, for example.
Halimbawa, yung boss ng kumpanya nyo.
Ayan, sabi ko, I don't think the work from home should be stopped. I think we should all work from home. Pagka ganun, last week, wala na akong trabaho.
Yan. Pag ganun.
Halimbawa, mga opinions about how I look or how I dress. Halimbawa, di ba okay. Mahilig mag-comment mga tao about
lalo na mga matabakan
na relatives. Oo, hindi ka type yung buhok mo, hindi ka type yung suot mo, ganyan-ganyan. Yung mga ganun, lately ang sinasagot ko siya with, oh, but I like it.
Aww.
I like it and I do it with a smile. Mm-mm. Na hindi passive-aggressive na, oh, but I like it. Aww. You don't care. Ganyan. But sasabi ko
siya, ikaw nang maganda.
Oh, yeah.
Nakakainis.
I mean, would you do that to your lola? Parang, di ba, ang disrespectful. So I will just tell her na, oh, but that's how I like it. That's how I like it. I like my hair like that. Or I like my dress like that. Mm-mm. It's a low stick.
Oh my God. Naisip ko, halimbawa, may lola na magsabi sa'yo na, apo, ayoko nang mang buhok mo. Eh, kesa naman ganyang buhok mo, lola.
Ang nipis na. Ang nipis na. Or yung mga, parang tumaba ka. Eh, kayo rin po, mas mataba pa. Di ba yung mga
kayo nga eh.
Di ba? It's not healthy. Parang pwede namang masabi siya na, oh, you don't have to comment naman po about my body. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Oh, ganun po talaga, nag-gain ako ng weight eh. Mm-hmm. But I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Yung parang, I'm expressing my thoughts just to tell them na, ah, parang hindi na po okay yan na mag-comment about my weight, about what I look. Mm-mm. It's a low-stake situation kasi hindi naman magkakawatak-watak ang pamilya namin kapag ano, no?
Pag sinabi mo yun.
Sinabi ko na, ah, gusto ko po ganito yung buhok ko eh, ganyan. Yun.
Hindi ka nag-ginggon kinabukasan.
Oo, oh, ganyan. So, I'm starting with low-stake situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yun.
Okay.
Hindi pa makaisip ng ibang situations. Pero yun. Asserting myself. Or, halimbawa, pag kami ni Pao, kasi hindi ako confrontational.
I know.
So, hindi ko kaya i-express kapag, I don't like that.
Okay.
Pero, good thing that Pao is a good listener. So, important din how people are around you.
He makes you feel safe.
Yes.
To speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes me feel heard.
Heard.
Yan. So, yon. Ang ginagawa ko is sinusulat ko muna yung gusto kong sabihin. Sa notes, ibinabullet points ko muna.
Yes, love it.
Bago ko sabihin, para kahit maiyak ako, in the middle of the conversation, I can keep going.
Okay.
And I say, ah, teka lang, may gusto pa ako sabihin. Also, ganito yung nararamdaman ko kapag ginagawa mo yan.
Okay.
Or, I want to clarify, hindi ganito yung intention ko. Ito, eme-eme. Kasi na, brain dump ko na siya.
I love it!
So, naisulat ko na yung gusto kong sabihin. So, kahit umiyak, mag-breakdown ako doon, may express ko pa rin yung gusto kong sabihin. Yun. In low-stake situations, ganyan. Hindi naman ako hihiwalayan ni Pao kapag sinabi
ko. And that's what's important. Kasi pareho kayong secure. Alam nyo na hindi fragile yung relasyon nyo na ang isang difficult conversation ang titibag sa 5 years yung pagsasama.
Yeah. Yeah. Yun. So, ang isang in for me is speaking up. Yan. And then, isang out ko naman na isa is the comparison culture. Na looking at what others have or looking at what others are doing and then looking at myself na, Nika, bakit hindi ka ganon? Nika, bakit wala ka niyan? Bakit di mo pa na-achieve yung na-achieve niya? Ganyan. Nag-ganon kasi yung, well, aman ko kung ganon din sa inyo, pero growing up, isa yun sa mga ways ng mga elders in the family to make you realize na you can do better. I mean, I know their intention. Uy, alam mo, you can do better. Pero they do it by comparing you, for
pangat
example.
Yung method.
For example, tinan mo yung classmate mo. Perfect yung score niya sa science. Or top 2 siya sa class niyo. O kaya, look at your cousin. She already has ganitong business at ganitong age. Na, I get your point na pwede ko rin gawin yan. Pero it's not making me feel good. It makes me feel dissatisfied. And dahil ganun kakausapin, na ganun ko na rin kausapin yung sarili ko. Na sabi part nga, na siya ng self-talk.
Yeah. Sabi nga nila, di ba, how you, I mean tayong adults, how we talk to our kids become the voice in their heads.
Yeah. Meow. Yon. So,
yung pusa.
Meow. So, yon. Comparing myself makes me feel inadequate. It makes me feel insecure. Mm-hmm. Bumababa ang low self-esteem. So lowest na siya. So bumababa ang self-esteem. Yun, parang na-undermine ko yung mga achievements ko. Mm-mm. Na meron naman, pero magkakaiba kasi tayo ng path, magkakaiba tayo ng values, magkakaiba tayo ng ins and outs na gustong gawin.
Ng priorities,
ganyan. So, for me to do that, to put out comparison, the comparison mindset, this 2024, I need to practice.
Ipaligpit mo ang mga competitor.
Mga magagaling kong kaibigan. Eh, ang dami kong magagaling, matatalinong kaibigan. Na parang, paano yan, Nika? Hindi pwede. So, we'll work on ourselves. And instead, practice gratitude. So
true naman.
Yeah, that's gratitude na ginagawa ko naman na. Limit my exposure to social media. Ang ginagawa ko is, when I see someone na it's not making me feel good about myself.
Masyadong maraming achievements, ganyan.
Na hindi ko naman kakilala. Like, let's say, an influencer living the perfect life, living in the beach.
Ako binla ko na si Dolph. Working. Ang daming achievements, eh.
Masyadong,
paanda.
Sige, bablock ko siya mamaya.
Sige.
Si Dolph na nakikinig, ano ba ito, mga kaibigan ko? Like, let's say an influencer living the perfect life, living in the beach, earning millions of dollars, yung mga ganon, parang I'll just unfollow kasi imbes na ma-inspire ako, it's not making me feel good. And kapag nawala naman siya sa feed ko, I don't think I'll look for her. Okay. Basta wala kaming personal relationship. Mm-mm. So I limit my exposure to social media because everyone's just putting the best parts of their lives there. I don't see their struggles. Mm-mm. So it makes me think na, shit, ako lang yata nagsastruggle ngayong taon. True. Ako lang yata nahihirapan. Mm-mm. Yun, so.
And I've said this before. Mm. Sabihin ko lang
Let's
ulit
say
ngayon.
Say it again.
Yes, para sa mga hindi pa nakarinig. Mm. Comparing our lives to those of our friends na nakikita natin yung buhay nila sa social media, it's like comparing our everyday morning faces, yung pagising natin sa umaga, the most natural.
May mga muta-muta pa.
Yes, most vulnerable versions of us. Mm-hmm. Kasi 24 hours natin kasama sarili natin eh.
Mm-hmm.
We know our default na itsura at lagay. Mm-hmm. It's like comparing our morning faces with their profile pictures.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's not fair. Mm-mm. It's illogical. It's absurd.
Mm-mm.
Yun yung nakikita natin sa kanila. All the best. Kahit naman tayo eh. I mean, di naman ako magpo-post ng profile picture na nasa gitna ng traffic.
At bakit hindi?
Gula-gulanit ang suot, ang t-shirt. Diba?
Uh-uh.
Pero yun ang everyday kong reality.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, it's absurd na ikumpara natin yung buhay natin sa nakikita nating buhay ng friends natin via social media. Mm-hmm. It's like comparing our morning faces with their profile pictures. Not fair.
Yeah. So, limiting my exposure to social media, mga unrealistic standards being shown there. Ito rin, isa pa. I remind myself to be happy for others.
Aww.
Kasi diba, ang hirap na hindi mainggit.
Mm-mm.
Pero at the same time, you're happy for other people. So, I wanna focus more on being happy for others para hindi ko makompare yung sarili ko sa kanila.
Okay.
Kasi magkakaiba naman talaga tayo ng life. Uh-oh. Yan. Another step I will take is to talk kindly to myself. Mm-hmm. To remind myself nga na, Nika, hindi kayo pareho ng pinag-umpisahan, etc. Ganyan. And then, also, I try to be conscious about how I talk to my pamangkins, mga inaanak. So, kapag hindi ko sila kinukumpara na, tingnan mo yung kalaro mo, ganyan-ganyan siya. Ibang positive reinforcement yung ginagawa. Yeah. Na, look at you, you've made progress.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, you're so curious. Kaya no need to compare them to other kids or other people.
Can I share a formative moment?
Ayun ko na nag-share. Yuff, go! Share.
Formative moment nung elementary ako.
Okay.
Speaking of talking to kids.
Okay.
Dalis ko itong naisip kapag usapang comparison to other people.
Mm-mm-mm.
Fellow adults, kung na-share ko na to before,
Pasensya na.
Pasensya na. Hayaan nyo na muna ako.
Ngayon matatanda pa ulit-ulit yung kwento. Oh, oh.
Nung panahon ng hapon. Anyway, so, nung elementary, there was this quarter na bumaba yung grades ko significantly. So, syempre, nagalit yung nanay ko. Boomer eh. Mahalaga sa kanila yung grades sa school. Anyway, so dahil alam kong magagalit yung nanay ko, nag-prepare na ako ng palusot. Well, I kind of think naman valid yung reason ko. But anyway.
Let's hear it.
Eto na. Pinapagalitan niya ako na bumaba yung grades ko. Na nagpabayaraw ako sa pag-aaral, ganyan. Sabi ko, Ma, lahat kami bumaba ang grades. Pati yung top 1 namin, bumaba yung grades. Sabi ni Mommy, wala akong pakialam sa kanila, hindi ko sila anak.
Oh, bugs.
So, as early as that moment, so elementary, na-instill na sa utak ko na huwag kong pakialaman yung work or progreso ng iba. I mean, yeah, I can help or pwede akong ma-inspire, pero may sarili akong path. Yun. So,
I think mas valid yung point ni Tita. Sorry, Carla.
Tama naman. Tama naman. Yun. So, oo nga, no? Ba't ko sila papakialamanan? Ayun. And, kaya ko to nasasabi kasi na-instill siya sa akin subconsciously kasi nga, may adult na nagturo nun sa akin sa real life. In a very crucial moment. So, you doing that to your pamangkins, I think it's a really wonderful thing.
Yun yung isa kong out. Comparison mindset.
Ox.
Or culture. Kung ano man siya. Comparison.
Compare. Yan.
Out na yan.
Again, fellow adults, that's human nature. Please don't nag yourself out of it na ano ka ba, Carla? Ba't
talaga yung compare sarili mo?
Ganun talaga ang
it's a survival thing.
Yes. Para nag-evolve tayo na para mag-survive tayo, dapat alam natin yung katayuan natin sa tribe. Alpha ba tayo? Outcast ba tayo? Iiwan na ba tayo ng tribe natin sa ilalim ng puno
sa
para kainin ng yes para kainin ng layon tingin ba nila pabigat ka para iwaksi
love it
anyway so we evolved that way but ngayon na ang tendency natin is to compare ourselves not with our tribe mates ha tribe mates may ganun bang term katribo kasi kung mga katribo lang natin sabihin mong less than 20 people, yan eh. Ngayon, we're comparing ourselves with the whole world, World Wide Web. Kino-compare natin sarili natin sa mga Kardashian na wala namang kinalaman sa buhay natin.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against them, ha? Uh-oh. Happy for them. Uh-oh. I'm just saying na maladaptive na ngayon for us, humans, yung feature natin na mag-automatically compare. Once upon a time, it was a very useful feature. Now, in our world, it's becoming a bug. So, we have to, again, outsmart our primitive wiring.
Okay.
Just saying na hindi tayo masamang tao for comparing ourselves with other people. But we have to help ourselves to outgrow that evolutionary tendency.
Boogsh.
Okay.
Okay. May third in and out ka pa ba, Carla?
Meron. Sige. Try kong i-share ng mabilisan.
Go.
Yung in ko, I think kailangan ko nang seryosohin ngayon yung longer term goals and perspective. Context, background. Ito si Nika, alam na ni Nika to. Per week lang ako nagpaplano ng buhay. Alam mo yun, di ba? Eh, hindi na ako bumabata. So, kailangan ko ng onting urgency. By now, kailangan ko ng mag-start na ipunla yung seeds that will make the future that I want happen.
Okay?
Kasi, nasanay ako mag-cram. Like, I can cram scripts, I can cram editing, but I cannot cram life. So, for me to plant seeds dapat alam ko muna kung ano yung fruits na gusto kong ma-reap.
Okay.
So, kailangan ko nang seryosohin yung pag-visualize ng specific kind of life that I want. Mm. Kasama na rin yung kind of person I want to be. Na na-startan ko naman, di ba? Mm-hmm. Ayun. Hindi ko ikukulong yung buhay ko dun sa idea ng life na gusto kong mangyari. Pero at least man lang may North Star ako.
Mm-mm.
Sabi nga ni Viktor Frankl, ibang quote na to. Hindi na to stimulus and response.
Okay.
At hindi na to he who has a why to live.
Uh-huh. Ano na to?
Hindi to verbatim.
Very quotable tito, Viktor Frankl.
Yes, lolo. Uh-huh. Hindi to verbatim ha. Pero college days, na-mindfuck ako nito. It really changed my perspective.
Mm.
Usually raw kasi, iniisip ng mga tao, the past determines the present. Kung ano yung nangyari nung past, yun yung determinant ng ano yung nangyayari today.
Okay.
Sabi niya, it's the other way around. Nagtataglish siya eh. Charot.
Oo. No, it's the other way around.
Oo, ganun.
Okay.
Hindi. Kabaliktaran daw, actually, it's the future that determines the present.
Ooh.
Kasi how we see the future determines what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
Halimbawa, ayaw nating abutan ng rush hour.
Mm-mm.
We will leave earlier than usual.
Mm-mm.
Halimbawa, ayaw nating ma-caught off guard sa mga malalang sakit. Magpapa-annual physical check-up tayo.
Yeah.
So kung ano yung vini-visualize nating future, doon natin binabase yung mga decision natin sa buhay today.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya I think it's urgent and imperative for me, 37.5 years old Carla, na mag-imagine na ng specific future na gusto kong kahinatnan para mag-guide yung mga decision ko sa buhay ngayon. Parang macro perspective siya ng ginagawa natin, itong ins and outs, di ba? So, setting intentions and behaving and deciding accordingly. So, isa sa in ko ay seryosohin ko na yung pag-visualize ng longer term goals.
Okay.
So, magkaroon ng longer term perspective.
Alright.
Okay. Out. Out! Sobrang natuwa ako na pwede nang work from home. Pero kailangan ko nang i-out this year yung default ko na work from home. Kasi it's not working for me. I know it's working for a lot of people. Go, tuloy nyo lang yan. Mm. Ito sinasabi ko lang, very specific to me. Mas productive talaga ako pag nasa, let's say, coffee shop. Mm. Tapos kapag na-expose sa sunlight, ganyan, yes. Sa halaman, charot.
Uh-huh.
Tapos kapag meron akong nararamdamang human energy as an extrovert, kahit strangers sila ha, I don't have to interact with them. Maramdaman ko lang na may tao sa paligid na energized na ako. Yun.
Wala kasi masyadong tao sa Lower Antipolo eh, no?
Sa LA.
LA.
Hindi, ibig sa bahay, sa, mga tao. Sa room, sa work office, ganyan.
Yes.
So para ma-optimize ko yung productivity ko, I have to work in favor and not against my own nature. Kasi ang daming distraction sa bahay eh. Andun yung kama ko.
Mm-hmm.
Only yung internet ko. Kung ano-anong apps tuloy yung binubuksan ko na kailangan ng internet. Tapos, hindi naman magsasara yung bahay ko para sa akin, di ba? Eh kapag nasa labas ako, halimbawa ngayon, nagre-record tayo sa Podcast Network Asia, kailangan nating matapos by 10. So we have to get things done by 10.
Mm-hmm.
Sa bahay, hindi ko naman nagagawa yon. Only time ako sa bahay. Ayun, tapos mahal magstay sa labas. So I tend to be efficient. Bilisan ko para matapos na. Ayun, so kailangan kong yakapin yung realidad na yon na Carla, we have to regularly work outside na ulit. Tapos ng pandemya. So, let's pick up our ass and work outside to be more productive. Yun.
Mm-hmm.
Literal na, I'll go out. Don't worry. Ikaw, mamsh.
Ako, unay kay out.
Ah, sige.
I wanna do away with sleeping late. Or actually, sleep deprivation.
Okay.
yung kulang sa 6 hours or 7 hours yung tulog. Kasi, well, it's bad for my health, my physical health, mm-hmm. my mental health, mm-hmm. ganyan. Wala siyang benefit
Mm-mm.
at all, ang sleep deprivation. Naka-increase pa ng stress, ganyan. Mm, medyo mahirap siya. Ano?
I know.
na gawin, ano?
Mahirap siyang execute when you are living within a capitalist society.
Totoo. Ang hirap. Kasi like, if I wanna achieve my financial goals, mm. kailangan ko rumakit.
Yes.
And then my racket is outside of my work schedule.
Mm-mm.
So after 7 ko pa siya magagawa.
So dapat meron kang at least 36 hours a day.
Oo. to be living the kind of life that I want to be able to pay for my bills.
Mm-mm.
Yan.
Yes.
So yon. Pero I think what I can cut down on is scrolling on my phone and binge watching on TV.
Okay.
Yun. So, yun yung mga forces na within my control. Yun. So, we'll see. Yun yung steps na gagawin natin to overcome sleep deprivation. Yung mga unimportant things.
Okay.
Yun. That's the out. The in is looking at trees.
Ooh, as in puno.
Yes.
Okay.
Looking at nature, spacing out, not doing anything, being bored.
Okay.
I'm just looking at what's out there.
Mm-mm.
Walang ginagawa.
Mm-mm.
Yon.
Boredom is precious.
Yes. Right now, in our world, boredom is precious.
Uh-oh. Yun ang nanghihinayang akong hindi enough na experience ng Gen Zs at Gen Alpha. Kasi yung millennials, especially us older millennials, we had the opportunity to be bored as fuck. Lalo na kapag summer.
Lalo na kapag Holy Week.
Exactly. Walang walang palabas sa TV. Walang internet noon. Kung may palabas man, 7 palabras.
Correct.
Okay, sermon ng pari.
10 commandments, Moses.
Diba? Ay, nakailang
yan. Passion of the Christ.
Ilang beses ko nang panoorin yun. Okay.
Yun. So, being bored, looking at trees. Well, una, it's healthy. Ang daming benefits ng like forest bathing, being in nature, the fresh air, ganyan. The sunlight is good for you. And it also gives you time to be creative. I think yung mga ideas ko for work and for life, whatever, for the podcast ko anuman, it's when I just shut up and just sit.
Yes.
I look outside the window. That's when my greatest or most creative thoughts come in.
Yes.
Tapos biglang kailangan ko muna ng papel para isulat. Para hindi ko makalimutan.
Yun yung sinasabi ko kung bakit valuable ang boredom.
Yeah.
Not only boredom, but solitude. Kasi, kapag ang dami-daming stimuli, consumed yung brain natin sa pag-react sa stimuli na yon to the point that we don't hear our own thoughts anymore. That's why solitude and boredom are very valuable for our personal growth and even for our productivity, especially us creatives and knowledge workers.
So, out, sleep deprivation, in, looking at trees.
Okay.
All right.
Ayos.
Okay.
Okay yun.
Okay. Yay! Yan! Dami natin na share. So may tig-tatlong in tayo, tig-tatlong out tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow adults, please let us know kung ano man ang mga ins and outs na na-brainstorm ninyo today. Exchange notes tayo. Damay-damay na to.
Yes.
The best way to share your own entries is by sharing this episode on your social media with your thoughts in the caption.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan. Tag nyo kami para mabasa namin. Ma-inspire din kami. Para, gayaan ko nga yung ins and outs niya. Ganyan. So, share your thoughts with us and post it on social media.
Yes. We'll try to share it. Basta abutan namin. Hindi pa siya mag-expire. Share namin yan.
Mm-hmm.
Sana guys, matupad natin tong mga ins and outs natin, no? Lalo na sa atin, Nika.
Correct.
Kasi may social accountability. Narinig na ng fellow adults natin yung mga deepest desires natin for this year man lang, di ba? So, may slight pressure to follow through.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I think
because our fellow adults inspire us to be better adults.
Yes.
Nakakahiya. Kapag hindi mo sinunod ang mga sinabi mo.
Totoo.
Yan. I think it's one of the things that our adulting tribe does. We remind each other of the adults we aspire to be.
Yes, I think so too. Mm-hmm. And fellow adults, remind ulit namin kayo, personal guidelines lang tong mga to ha. Personal reminders, intention setting. If hindi natin sila magawa ng 100% this year, it's okay. Tulad nga ng nasabi kanina ni Nika, kahit 1% lang ang iusad natin, kahit this year, progreso pa rin yan. Progress is progress. If hindi natin magawa at all, that will suck. Yes. Pero may next year pa naman.
We need, may bukas.
May bukas, di ba? We need to learn to forgive ourselves for our failures. Then, let's learn intensely from them. Tapos, let's do better next time. With the help, of course, of what we learned from our mistakes. Growth mindset ba? Growth mindset.
Yep. That doesn't mean that we will not give our best to make our ins and outs happen.
Naman.
We'll still do our best. Of course, we'll do what we can. But with grit comes grace.
Oh.
Taray! Grit and grace. Yeah. So, let's give ourselves both because we deserve both of them.
True.
Grit yung... Ano ba yung grit in Tagalog?
Parang
kabuuan ng loob. Gigil. Tibay ng loob,
tenaciousness.
Tenacity.
Uh-huh.
And grace is, yun nga, kindness to ourselves.
Self-compassion.
We deserve both of that.
Yes. Yes. Hindi sila either or.
Yes.
They can coexist. And speaking of deserve, fellow adults, specifically you, as in ikaw, fellow adult who is listening right now, eto lang, please remember that whether you achieve your goals or not, you are enough.
Yes.
Just as you are. Sapat ka. We still strive to make the most out of life, syempre, to be the best that we can be. But as it is, as you are, sapat ka na. Sana alam mo yan.
And remind lang din namin na sapat na ang 5 stars.
Yeah.
Sakaling gusto mong i-rate ang show na it's an adult thing. Ang ganda na eh, no? Biglang self-serving. Hindi. Pwedeng-pwede nyo kasing pindutin yung 5 stars na rating sa Spotify, sa Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast. If you think deserve ng it's an adult thing yung rating na yon, ha?
Yes.
If di nyo bet mag-rate, huwag ganun. Hindi. Marami pa kayong pending pinutin such as the follow button or the bell icon para alam nyo when we put out a new episode every time ng It's an Adult Thing. That way, ma-update ka agad kayo kapag there's something new. Ooh, gotta listen right away.
Agad-agad. Yeah. Or, iba pang ways of being updated sa mga ganap ng It's an Adult Thing. I recommend following us on social media. We are on X, dating Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Pinaka-active kami sa Instagram.
Yes. For more recos, Carla, why don't we go to our first reco round of the year?
Woot-woot!
Sa mga kakapakinig pa lang ng It's an Adult Thing, bagong listeners, yung reco round ang pabonus segment natin para sa ating fellow adults na tumatapos ng mga episode natin up to the last minute hanggang sa disclaimer ng Podcast Network Asia. The reco round is where Carla and I, and sometimes you guys also, our listeners, recommend tried and tested adulting hacks that can help make each other's lives easier, more efficient, or more fun.
Yes. So ito, ang first reco ko for the year, ito specifically for ladies, women, girls.
Ladies!
January, maraming weight conscious.
Oh.
Diba? Yeah. Kasi kasama sa mga goal setting yan usually. Paalala ko lang, ladies, women, kapag nagwe-weight tayo, nagtitimbang tayo, i-take into account natin yung period natin.
Yeah.
Kasi kapag period natin, like PMS, even before tayo duguin,
hanggang that is exactly what happens.
Yeah, actually. Before tayo duguin and yung period natin itself, bumibigat tayo ng up to 5 pounds.
What? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Search it up.
Okay.
Nangyayari yon kasi hormonal changes.
Okay.
Oo. Mas swollen yung body parts natin. Yung mismong matres natin, di ba? Anyway, so again, speaking of grace, bigyan naman natin ng grace yung mga katawan natin. So, i-take into account natin yon. Let's not punish ourselves for weighing more in some days. Don't punish ourselves for being women. Ang tagal ng pinaparusahan ng lipunan ng mga babae, huwag na nating dagdagan pa. Okay? So, personally, hindi ako nagwe-weigh kapag malapit na yung period ko or during my period. After na lang. Yun. Okay.
Noted on that. Ito, isang adulting hack or reco. Marami sa atin nagkakape, gumagawa na, or gumagawa ng tsaa. So, may naiiwang mga coffee grounds o kaya mga leaves, ganyan. What we can do doon is we can recycle them and we can use them as body scrub to help exfoliate our skin. So, coffee grounds or even the tea leaves, yung mga nasa tea bag, pwede natin siyang gamitin. Mabango, natural way of exfoliating our skin. Hindi naman. Basain mo, mami!
Ah, babasain ba?
Huwag mong ilalagay ng dry. Magiging liha yun. Imbis na ma-exfoliate na sugatan
mo. Ito yung ako maligo eh.
Ay. So, babasain mo siya ng konting water para, ha, pag naliligo ka, ganyan.
Diba, pwedeng isabay yung, sa soap?
Hindi ko pa na-try. Ginagawa ko siya after soaping eh.
Okay.
Yun. So, yun. Yung coffee grounds. Yung tea leaves, hindi ko pa na-try. Pero, shinare ni nung office mate ko na si Roliza C. Na ginagawa daw niya yun. So, coffee grounds, tea leaves na extra organic materials. Put it on your skin.
Alright. Get it. Sige, let's try that. Thank you, Mom Shnika, for that reco. And for recording another episode with me for the fourth straight year.
Crap, 4 years. Thank you also, Carla. Sure. Thank you so much. And again, thank you, fellow adults, for being with us for the past 4 years. Since we started in January 2020, up to now, nagkakasama pa rin tayo, nagbobolahan dito. Until next episode at hanggang sa maraming pang episodes, this has been Nika
and Carla, letting in the things that we deserve and letting go of the things we need to outgrow because
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.